You are listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. The State Bureau of Conveyances is where all Hawaii real estate transactions are recorded. It may have halted face-to-face services because of the health crisis, but real estate sales continued online during the stay-at-home restrictions. Last month, a number of Hawaii sellers pulled their properties off the market, and analysts tell us relisting prices are looking more realistic. But something to think about. Are single-family homes looking more attractive, given issues with physical distancing? We reached out to Mike Sklar, CEO of Collateral Analytics. It's a Hawaii business which was acquired last month by Black Knight. It's a publicly traded company that provides financial services to mortgage companies and the real estate industry. We wanted to get a handle on real-time sales and possible trends.
The Hawaii numbers are down about 35% to 40%, which is actually less than what we're seeing in some of the mainland markets, but there are quite large differences from area to area. But it seems that we're about, like I said, 35% to 40% down here in Hawaii.
What is it nationally?
The national is probably about 40 to 45, and then again, we're looking at two things: the sales, which of course are lagging to a degree because they're reflecting transactions made a month or two ago. And the new listings are probably the most sensitive measure of current real estate activity, and that's clearly down, like I said, significantly in most markets, and similar to these numbers, say about 40%. We did see, particularly a few weeks ago, a big uptick in what we call off-market listings, exactly that. People, you know, canceling the listing, withdrawing the listing, or letting it expire, and so there was quite a big surge in that, like I say, 2 to 4 weeks ago, and that seems to have tapered off, but definitely for people who don't need to sell, this is not the most opportune time to sell, and so that totally makes sense.
And what are we seeing just then as far as other inventory?
Well, I think the one thing that we've always looked at in recent years, and actually for many years for the Hawaii market, that is going to buffer any meaningful price declines is just this very tight inventory that we've had here, really for many years, and due to a lack of meaningful new construction. But actually, this has been characteristic of the mainland for the past 10 years as well. There really hasn't been much new construction, and as a result, most real estate markets around the country are very tight. And in fact, going into our whole COVID experience, one of the big gripes of realtors, both here and nationally, is a lack of inventory to sell. That, like I say, is not necessarily good for the brokerage industry, but it does help buffer any price declines as opposed to prior cycles when there'd be a lot of unsold inventory that would be competitive for other home sellers.
Now, when we last talked in the fall, we were looking at what impact the new vacation rental bills would have on the market and on sales, let's say luxury homes, which had been used for whole home vacations. Is there anything that you can share about what you've seen?
Well, it seems since the fall, I don't know, anecdotally, I've still seen a bunch of vacation rentals going on, at least in the neighborhood where we live out in Hawaii. So I don't know, you know, if it's meaningfully changed the situation. I think the intent of the bill is good, and the question is the ability to enforce it. Obviously, since the COVID situation, there's virtually no new tourists coming in, so those that would typically rent these places are non-existent. But I think it's not for a lack of trying for the owners. Actually, reading some stories on some people in the mainland who went out and bought like 10 houses, and they were making a whole bunch of money renting them out, you know, with Airbnb and so on, and then of course all that's disappeared, and these people have gotten themselves in trouble not being able to make the mortgage payments. So I didn't realize it was such a, you know, prevalent thing on the mainland that people were really leveraging up to do this kind of thing. I haven't heard of, you know, fire sales of these kind of properties. It would make sense, you know, intuitively, but I just haven't heard about it. But we really haven't watched it that closely.
So what else are you seeing with these numbers during these strange times?
The sales are down. The new listings are down. The market is still functioning, which, you know, as compared to other parts of the economy, is relatively doing relatively well. You know, when you see restaurants and movie theaters and shopping centers that are down 90% so or more, down 40% doesn't sound so bad. But nonetheless, obviously everybody's still taking a big hit here. You know, the sales that are happening, there is a market out there, and if there's good properties and good prices, people apparently are jumping on them. I've heard of situations where new listings got put on the market and got multiple offers. And so, again, there's a market out there for well-priced and well-located properties, even in this, you know, very difficult environment. Historically, the new listings came on at a typical premium about 5% above recent sale prices. So that's how real estate markets, both here and nationally, have often functioned. What we've been seeing in the last month is those listing prices being put on the market much closer to recent sale prices. So that, in our opinion, is a suggestion that prices may come down 5% or something like that in the short to the intermediate term, but that represents or reflects the sellers who are coming on the market being much more realistic about what's achievable.
Are you hearing anything from the lenders at all?
You know, one of my employees was applying for a refi, and one of the lenders called, number one, obviously to, you know, confirm that he's employed, but number two, he's going to continue to be employed in the future. And I think that's where the lenders have gotten skittish, understandably so, is, you know, with all going on and all the uncertainty, is that person still going to have a job in the future? And that's one of the reasons that they've been more cautious and or asking for bigger down payments to have more cushion in case, you know, that person doesn't make the payments. In this case, these are definitely creditworthy borrowers. It's just that the uncertainty of the economy, it's understandably so, the lender says it's that person's still going to have a job to be able to make the payments. So it's not for lack of intent or ability, at least previously.
And you've been analyzing the real estate market here now for decades. No one ever thought we'd see something like this happen. What are your thoughts on going forward?
Yeah, it's remarkable. You know, I wish I could, I could, you know, the people who do modeling and, you know, I do the same, you know, what they call econometric modeling, looking at prior relationships of different leading series and then trying to forecast employment and visit arrivals and so on. All this stuff is off the charts. So that, I think, is what makes this so incredible and so unique. My new company, Black Knight, came out with a report trying to look at historical precedents and going all the way back to prior world wars and then, of course, this 1918 Spanish flu and so on. Those are probably pretty good guides. Granted, the economy and, you know, and all sorts of things are very different, but that's almost what you need to do to get some points of reference in terms of where we are and what might happen. And I think so much of this is psychological. That's what makes this different than other events, even 9/11 and things like that, or the financial crisis, where, you know, it came back. There was a drop and things came back. But the question is, how are people going to behave going forward, you know, in terms of willing to get on airplanes and go to shopping malls and so on? And it's all to be determined, in my opinion.
So what does Black Knight think? I mean, we have the technology that didn't exist back then in the 1900s, and you folks are looking at real-time data now.
So it's a very mixed picture. You know, our business, you know, when we actually create automated tools and analyze the data and have products to predict values of houses and trends in neighborhoods and so on, and so we're busier than ever because the banks and the others involved in the housing and mortgage businesses need this data. So it's there's really bifurcation here in terms of the economy. Who can continue functioning in this world, and then who obviously has issues that, you know, totally put to a halt. So, you know, we've seen companies like Microsoft and Google and Facebook, and they're doing incredibly well, you know, with people, you know, needing to be online and needing data centers and technology and so on. And then at the converse of that is hotels and airlines and so on, that everything has virtually been ground to zero. So this is all the sorting out process that is what needs to be figured out. To make forecasts now is, people can do it. It's just that how much faith one should have in it.
And the big question is the consumer confidence, right?
Yeah. I mean, some of the more micro trends that I've started to see and been, you know, hearing about, like in real estate, are people going to more gravitate to, say, single-family homes now or want to get out of, you know, denser cities? So some of the things that, you know, everybody thought, well, it's important to live in a city, not have to commute, and have all the amenities nearby, and suddenly a lot of that's being flipped around, and, well, maybe I don't want to be in a condo or an apartment building, and maybe I want to have my own swimming pool at my house. I was reading about a Miami broker who's been in business many years and saying even clients who were living at townhouse complexes and condo complexes, you know, with pools, and saying, well, maybe I think I want to have my own pool, not a shared pool. So some of these started nuances that are popping up, but, you know, that could be in a whole new trend. Is are people going to want to get back into into detached housing again. You know, given all this totally new world that we're in, and what the implications are for it. So that might be a micro trend we see in real estate, for example.
But here in Hawaii, where everybody's talking about, or at least on Oahu anyway, rail and building affordable housing along the rail route, you know, you've got units that people can actually afford.
Yeah. You know, the latest thing I was watching, New York is now closing the subways from midnight to 5 in the morning so they could clean the subways every night that they never did before. You know, you've got to figure a way to make these things such that people can feel safe. We've got a lot of smart people out there that will come up with solutions. It's just going to be an education process. The other thing, we're probably in a very low mortgage rate environment, interest rate environment in general, for at least the next year or two. So that's always a good positive for real estate. I think that, you know, we'll just have to step back and watch this thing evolve. But right now, so far, it's probably doing better than people would have expected, and particularly compared to other sectors of the economy.
That was Mike Sklar, CEO of Black Knight Collateral Analytics, talking about the snapshot of the real estate market here in Hawaii and across the country.